There is a forever component to all of this. There's a forever component to understanding these fundamentals. There's a forever component to understanding the framework of life and the facts of human history and the fight that every soul is in and what it is to truly be the family of God. All of this, it's forever. Jesus said that we are to be his witnesses, and that it's by our love for one another that the world will know that we are his. It's by our fruit. Well, I want to ask you, friends, do you understand that it doesn't matter what somebody thinks? It doesn't matter what somebody says. It doesn't matter about what people say about political correctness or religious opinions. The Word of God, the will of God, and the ways of God are all that matter. And it will be forever. It's in John 3:36 where God's word says that those who believe in the Son of God have eternal life. But those who do not obey the Son do not have life. But the wrath of God abides or remains on that person. This is the truth. This is the truth. And we're told in the Corinthian letters that to some, these truths in the rest of the Bible, it's going to smell like the aroma of death to them. And yet to others, these truths will smell like the aroma of life. You and I cannot control the nostrils of another. But what we can do is understand the eternal, forever weight of these truths. Or these lies that others are telling. And what I've come to embrace as a life verse kind of pulls it all together, and it's a perfect place for us to end. That's Titus chapter 2, verse 15, where Paul tells Titus, one of his tried and true brothers in the faith, who's been sent to, quote, put things in order on the island of Crete. Paul tells him, after having said in verse 1 of chapter 2, to teach Titus, teach the people, equip the people with that which is in accord with sound doctrine. Well, the last verse of chapter 2, Paul says, and I leave you with this, Titus, declare these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Which authority? All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me, therefore you go make disciples with the authority of Jesus the Christ and his truth and love. Titus, declare these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority, and let no one disregard you. My prayer, friends, is that you will take the fundamentals. You will take the framework, the facts. You'll take the fight, the faith, the family, and this forever posture. And you will declare these things. That you will exhort where people need to be lifted up and encouraged. And you will be a rebuker where people need to be called out and confronted. And you will be both, utilizing all the authority that Jesus has given his ambassadors. And that you will not allow anyone to disregard your witness. Not because you're the loudest one, but because you're the truest reflection of Christ that many will ever see. Would you pray with me? Lord, I ask you now to take these simple but essential foundational truths and turn them into tools that will help your saints to find the sinners, and to grow the saints, all for your glory and all by your grace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.